Just 7 games stand between you and £250,000. These games are simple, but when played inside the cube, everything changes.
I can do this, but...
Don't do it.
I would say you were built for this game.
Dad?
It never worked out for your son.
Have you got what it takes to beat the cube?
The cube.
Welcome to the cube, the show that pushes people's nerves to the limit. Let's meet our first contestant, Jake Ash.
Welcome.
You are Jake Ash. Whereabouts are you from, Jake?
Truro in Cornwall.
Lovely place.
Lovely
to come
place.
From. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a football development officer at a sports college.
OK, who have you brought with you?
I've got my mum, Judy, on the end there, my football colleague and good friend Joe in the middle,
hiya.
And my girlfriend Melissa on the far side.
Nice to meet you, Melissa. What makes you think you've got what it takes to beat the cube?
I probably spend too much time at work, Philip, playing games that I shouldn't, that are very similar to the ones in the cube.
You've done a bit of practice, have you?
I have, but I don't think you can prepare for the pressure that you're feeling.
Well, let's see how prepared you are. Game one is for £1,000.
Pursuit. There are 8 red squares on the floor of the cube. One of them will turn blue for a moment and then back to red. They will then start to switch places. You must keep your eye on the square that turned blue and correctly identify its final position. All you have to do is concentrate, Jake.
Difficult to practice this at work unless you've got a very clever flaw.
Indeed. However, it's one of the ones that I've seen in the previous series and one of the ones that I probably would have liked to have picked. So mm-hmm. I might have set myself up for a fall, but I think I should be able to do it.
You have 9 lives. At this stage, the cube gives you your simplify. You can make a game easier, but choose when you use that because you can only use it once. You ready to go?
Definitely.
Enter the cube. How does it feel?
It's big. A lot, lot bigger than you think it is. You see people say that on the telly, but once you're here, with everyone looking at you, you're a little bit like an animal in a zoo, I guess.
Yeah, and we're all watching. You go when you're ready. Just say you're ready, and the cube will play the game.
Ready.
Cube, play the game. Where is it? Cube, is he right or is he wrong? Nailed it! Nailed it! Well done, mate. Terrific. That's a great start. So you're all your lives intact.
Yes.
You've simplified, saved, and you have £1,000. £2,000, and this is what's inside the cube.
Dead stop. Jake, you must throw the weighted ball so that it lands on the podium without rolling off. It cannot hit any other surface of the cube, and you must stand within the throwing zone.
So have you been able to practice something like this?
Yeah, only as much as I'd ask Melissa to hold a plate at the top of her hand and throw a ball onto it.
Did it work?
No, it didn't. The plate was ribbed, so as soon as it went into the middle, it stayed there. It was cheating, but it made me feel good about it.
You at this stage will get a trial run, the chance to go in there, have a go, decide whether you want to play it. You don't have to if you don't want to.
Yep.
You can only use that once, of course. So it's your choice. What are you going to do?
I want to go in.
Straight in. Good luck, Jake. Thank you. Into the cube. So now you're in there and you get a proper perspective. What are your thoughts?
It's a lot bigger than the dinner plate.
Yeah. Much taller than Melissa. She'd have had to really, really have had,
had to get
there,
up.
She? Yeah. So, you can go when you are ready.
Okay.
Straight over the top.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Well, it was rubbish, wasn't it?
I wouldn't say it was rubbish. It wasn't necessarily accurate.
I think I need to go higher for more loop. It needs to come down. It feels really soft.
Do you simplify or do you throw again?
I'm ready to go again.
Go for it.
Too flat again. I'm worried that the extra height that I'm adding, it's taking the ball further on.
I think you need more loop on it. It's not. It doesn't seem to bounce at all, really. A bit of extra height. Hopefully, stop dead.
Okay, I'm gonna go again.
Okay.
Six lives remaining.
I'm not even close, it's really frustrating. I know I can do it, but I'm still hitting the back. I have to go short on this one. I've got to take a risk, and if it drops short, then it drops short.
Still have your second.
I'm going to have another go.
Okay. Go when you're ready.
Ball is so close to the edge. I still think it could fall off yet, but it's hanging on.
Not a problem. You have £2,000. Game three is for £10,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Succession. You must complete a sequence in 10 seconds. Each time a square appears on the floor, you must press the button of the corresponding color. If you press the wrong button or run out of time, you will lose a life.
So you said to me then when you saw it, oh, cheeky new game.
It looks hard.
Well, we'll see how you do right after the break.
Must press the correct colored button to match the pattern displayed. You have just 10 seconds to complete the sequence. You have 6 lives, a trial run, and a simplify remaining. For £10,000, how fast and accurate are your reactions, Jake?
What would £10,000 mean to you?
£10,000 to myself and Melissa. I'd have to split it, otherwise that could be trouble. The student overdraft, which still lingers around, could be seen too.
Yeah.
Joe got married in Las Vegas in the summer. And it was an amazing trip. So there might be a little sneaky bit of money left over on the side to head over back there because it was a fantastic place.
Does your mum get any?
Mum gets whatever she wants. What would you like, Mum?
What do you reckon, Judy?
Well, it does earn me a little bit.
Does it?
Really does, yes.
You talk about that Las Vegas trip. Didn't you do quite well in Vegas?
I had a good moment, yeah. I borrowed $40 off Melissa to take down to the roulette table. And that, within about an hour, turned into about $500-$600, which, for someone who doesn't gamble a lot of money, is an amazing amount of money. So I couldn't put it down to anything other than the boxers.
Lucky pants.
Lucky pants. And needless to say, they're on today.
You're wearing your lucky pants.
I'm wearing the lucky pants, but the worst thing was, is obviously, I felt like they needed to stay on for the remainder of the holiday. Should I gamble again?
How long were you there for?
5 days.
5 days. What a trip this was. Right, so all these games are tested, of course. Here are your statistics. On average, it takes 2.2 lives.
I want to go and have a go.
In you go. Enter the queue. It's 15 colours, and you've got 10 seconds to do it.
Yep.
You tell me when you're ready, and the cube will start the game.
Okay. I'm ready.
Cube, play the game. You had just two more.
Okay.
You were two colours away from £10,000.
Okay.
So the pattern will remain exactly the same.
Yeah.
You know what you've got to do.
Yeah.
You tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
And we'll go for it again.
Okay, I'm ready.
Can you play the game? Was the last one. Damn it. Okay. You got closer every time.
Yeah.
You want to nail it on this one. Listen, look, Jake, tell me when you're ready.
Come on. Okay, I'm ready.
Can you play the game? Because you have £10,000. Game four is for £20,000. Now let's see what's inside the cube.
Quick fire. You must catch a ball that will be fired at you. You must catch it before it hits any surface of the cube. You will have to react extremely quickly to succeed.
This is a game you've seen before?
Yeah, it is. Thinking about it, with a simplify on the horizon, if I need it, I'd be disappointed if I couldn't do it.
Well, you have £10,000. You're going for £20,000. Mm. So that jump from 10 to 20, what will that do for your finances?
It would be unbelievable. It would change, you know, it would change our lives. You know, we'd be able to start thinking about getting a house, think about a family, maybe a ring, maybe.
Really?
Sorry, Mum.
Do you want to talk this over with your mum? So, Joe, what are your thoughts?
You seem pretty calm, and I'd back you to do it every time. So, with four lives and a simplifier, if you think go ahead, then I'll go and do it.
Okay. Think about what it would mean to get 20,000, but think about what it would mean to lose 10.
It would hurt. It would really hurt. However, I know I'd be sitting at home watching this on telly. I'd be able to do this first time. I know I'd be saying that. I'm going to go straight in.
Oof, OK. Onto the cube. You tell me when you are ready. Jake and the cube will start the game.
I'm ready.
Cube, start the game. You weren't far away.
I should have caught that.
You can still simplify it. This is now, I think, you're thinking this is very doable.
It's tempting me. I know it's tempting me. What do you think?
I think another go and then use the simplifier. You were so close.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna have another go.
Okay. You tell me when you're ready, and the cube will play the game.
OK, I'm ready.
Cube, play the game. Come on, Jake.
Just hit the side. I think, I'm not even sure if it touched the floor, it might have, but just hit the side. I'm just snatching at it at the moment.
So, now you've got to do it again.
Yep.
Do you think you can do it without your simplifier? You have two lives, two attempts between you and 20,000 and you and nothing.
I think I'd be stupid if I didn't simplify now, Phil.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
How would you like it to simplify it?
I think if it did raise the angle of the fire, so the ball had more time actually in the air, greater arc of a loop, that would make life easier.
Okay, Cube, please simplify the game.
The speed of the ball has been reduced.
You'll have more time to react to it.
Yeah, but the actual angle itself won't change. Okay.
It is you against the cube for £20,000.
Yep.
You have two attempts at catching this ball.
Yep. Let's do it.
Okay?
Yep.
Right.
I'm ready.
Cube, play the game.
Starting to affect me, yeah, definitely.
You have 20,000. Game five is for £50,000, and this is what's inside the cube.
Digit for £50,000. All you need to do is roll the ball along the beam using only one finger. There is no time limit, but Jake, if the ball falls, you will lose a life.
Well, there's your £50,000 temptation.
And that's what it is. It's trying to tempt you in. And it is drawing me towards it at the moment. I quite like the look of it. What do you think, Melissa?
I'd go for a trial run, but I wouldn't gamble.
I've got to have a go at the trial run.
Jake, for the trial run,
yeah.
Enter the queue.
Thank you.
What are you thinking?
It's thin. Very thin. And there isn't a groove down the middle, which I was kind of hoping for. Okay.
To you.
Yeah, I'm going to take it on.
You're going? Okay. As soon as you come out of that red zone, you're in play, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck. That's the trial run.
It was easier than I thought. I got into a rhythm in that middle section and I thought I can do this, but it's long. It's really long.
You have £20,000. If you play this, you have to get that ball from one red zone to the other in two attempts.
Yeah.
Or you will stand beside me here with nothing. If you do it, you will stand beside me with £50,000. What are you going to do? Pause there. You can tell us right after the break.
Jake, before the break, you failed your trial run on Digit. You have £20,000 and two lives remaining, but no Simplify. Now, you must decide, Jake. Will you risk it all for £50,000?
Can you hold your nerve for the full length of that beat? Is it worth the gamble? It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance.
Don't do it. I don't think my nerves can stand it.
I think I can do it, though.
Been a great day out. Take home 20 grand, it's a great day out. Take home 50, it's a great day out. Take home nothing, it's been a horrible day.
I don't want to be greedy, and 20,000 would do so much. I've got to take the money, Phil.
Very good. I think your family are really, really relieved over there. Well done.
Thank you.
We've loved having you here. You didn't beat the cube, but you will take £20,000 away from you. So the cube remains undefeated. Let's find out who the next person is to take on the cube.
Silly
now. You are Raymond Blinko.
I am.
Whereabouts are you from, Raymond?
I'm from Hayes, Middlesex.
OK, what do you do for a living?
I'm a chef at an airline company.
Oh, terrific. And yeah. Who have you brought with you?
I've got my dad, Ron.
Hi, Ron.
I've got my older brother, Dean.
Hiya.
I've got my best friend, Tibor.
Nice to see you, Tibor.
And my mum, Mary.
Hiya, Mary.
Hi.
And so you're actually the shortest of the siblings,
aren't you? I'm the little one of the family,
the baby of the family.
I'm the baby, yeah.
You stand up, let's just have a look. Let's, yeah, there we go. Your brother's so tall, he's out of the light.
I know, yeah. Big family.
OK. What makes you think you've got what it takes to beat the cube?
Well, I'm a chef, and I'm good at keeping my nerve. I've got a good steady hands, and I'm good at a memory game, so I just remember tabs and orders, so I think
fantastic.
That's
fantastic. Well, we hope you are the man to do it, that's for sure. Game one is for £1,000. Thank you.
Calculate. A number of squares will be shown on the floor of the cube. You must simply calculate how many appear. Raymond, fail to add up correctly, and you will lose the life.
There you go. First game. £1,000. What do you think?
I feel quite confident going into that, I think. I think that's a good game for me to get.
Just counting squares for £1,000. That's all it is.
Never done that before.
But you've got 9 lives.
Yep.
And you get a simplify.
Right.
Enter the queue.
Thanks very much. Okay.
In there.
Pretty nervous.
Just count the squares as they roll down towards you.
Okay.
When you're ready, the cube will start the game.
Okay, I'm ready.
Right, if you're ready, cube, play the game. Quick.
Yeah.
Do you have a number?
26.
26, you think. Are you right? Is it 26? Are you out here with £1,000 or has the cube taken a life? Cube, is he right or wrong?
8 lives remaining.
So it's not 26.
Yeah.
It's the same pattern, so it'll be the same number,
right.
So you know it's not 26.
Okay.
All right, so you tell me when you're ready, we'll go again.
Oh, come on, let's do this. Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, cube, play the game.
Five, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28.
28. Okay, cube, is he right this time?
Lives remaining.
Oh, no.
Gotta be getting close.
Still have your simplified. You tell me when you're ready, and hopefully you're gonna nail it on this one. You know that it's not 26 or 28.
Ready.
Play the game.
32.
Gone much higher this time, so you think 32.
Yeah.
Cube, is he right or wrong? Oh, no, no, no!
6 lives remaining.
Keep calm, Ryan. Keep your calm, focused.
Nice and calm.
Come on. Ready.
Ready? Okay, this is the one. Cube, play the game.
27.
Cube, is he right or wrong? Oh, no! Still not there.
5 lives remaining.
You still got your simplify? Don't forget that.
I want to get it on this one.
Yeah, good. Cube, play the game. For £1,000, count these squares. 26, you've had 27, you've had 28, and you've had 32.
Let's go for 30.
Cube, is he right or is he wrong? Is it another life or are you on the money?
4 lives remaining.
I don't think I can lose any more lives on this. I need to get the first game out of the way. And I'm going to use Simplify.
You're going to simplify the game?
Yeah, I need to get it over the first one.
Yeah, yeah, that's all right. That's absolutely fine. Cube, please simplify the game.
The speed of the squares has been reduced.
Gives you more time to count them.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Right, you tell me when you're ready.
Right.
And those waves will come towards you a bit slower this time.
Okay. I'm ready.
Cube, play the game.
Something wrong with me?
No, it's just the pressure of the cube. So you've had 26,
yeah,
27, 28, 30,
yeah,
and 32. So, what's your number this time?
31.
Cube, is he right or wrong? This is the one. Definitely. All right, Raymond?
Let's do it.
Cube, play the game.
Get ready to say it now.
29. Well, baby, all cheered here. We don't know whether you're right, though. Is it 29? Q, is it 29? Yeah!
We got there. It's okay.
Yeah.
You have £1,000.
Game two is for £2,000. Yeah. Let's see what's inside the cube.
Tilt. By tilting the beam, you must roll the ball from its starting point into the hole at the opposite end. If the ball falls off, you will lose a life. You will need to keep the beam very steady to maintain control of the ball.
There's no counting in this one.
No.
And this is an entirely different game, using different skills.
Okay.
Feel good about this one?
I do. I've been practicing one a lot.
Yes?
It's my dad made one.
Did he?
Yes.
What did you make it out of?
Just a piece of timber. Yeah. Two handles. We've done it about 500 times.
How did he do?
He'd done pretty well.
Yeah?
That's not like
good.
That.
Okay, this is sounding good, isn't
it? Yeah.
Terrific. Well, we'll see how you do right after the break. Don't go away.
You must roll the ball along the beam by tilting it so it falls into the hole at the opposite end. You have 3 lives and a trial run remaining. So, for £2,000, how steady are your hands, Raymond?
You've used your Simplify, but you do have your trial run.
Yeah.
You can only use that once.
Okay.
So, for £2,000, what are you going to do?
I'm going to save my trial run and go straight for it.
Well done, Raymond.
Go on, Raymond.
Into the cube. Does it look similar to the one your dad made?
This is longer.
Is it?
But it's the same width.
As soon as you lift it up, you're in play.
Okay.
Okay.
Raymond, keep it level all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't rush it. Okay. Take your time, control it.
Okay.
Remaining.
Oh, it just ran away with you at the end.
Gosh, I should have done that.
So,
this is the go.
£2,000. Roll that ball.
Ready?
Go for it. Doesn't matter,
yeah.
Not a problem, because you have £2,000. Game three, and this is where the money lifts up now, is worth £10,000. Here's what's inside the cube.
Expulsion. There are 500 balls in the container. You have 20 seconds to remove every last one. You can use both hands, but Raymond, you'll have to be very quick for £10,000.
Dad built this one?
He didn't, no. I've got big shovel hands.
Some I don't know. Hands?
But then again...
I would say you were built for this game.
Yeah.
OK. What would you do with your 10,000?
I would... It would wipe out all my student things I have to pay. I've got a lot of debts to the parents I've got to pay back.
Yeah.
And...
Well, you've got all the money for the wood that your dad
exactly,
spent.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mum?
Yeah, Mary? No, I think he'll be good at this game because he's a chef and he's having to move quick and... toss pancakes in the
air. Would you go for the trial run first?
The decision is yours, but I think you can do this.
Tough old choice, eh?
I'm going to go for it.
Into the cube, Raymond. You have two lives between you and £10,000, or you and nothing.
I'm ready.
Cue play the game. Watch that floor as soon as it goes.
Yeah.
£10,000. Game four is for £20,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Construction. To complete this game, you must build a vertical tower of 10 blocks. If the tower falls before or during the final block being placed, you will lose a life. The completed tower must remain freestanding for 3 seconds. So, Raymond, for £20,000, do you want to play?
You have £10,000.
Yeah.
This is for £20,000.
Yeah.
So what would you do with your £20,000?
My dad's done a lot for me, and he would like a boat. Not a big boat, but a small fishing boat. I'd like to get in one of them if I won the money. So...
Now I see why you were training him up. Ron, what should he do?
Go in there on a trial run and see how confident you feel.
Do the trial run?
Yeah.
Trial run.
Yeah. Trial run.
Is that what you're going to do?
I'll use my trial run.
OK. OK. For your trial run at £20,000, enter the queue.
Thanks very much, mate. I'm going to go for it. Shaky now.
Three blocks remaining.
This is the tough decision now, Raymond, OK?
Yeah.
Because you have that. Only you will know now whether you can do this in 2 attempts.
Yeah.
If you don't, you've lost your 10.
Yeah.
If you do, you've got your 20.
OK.
All right?
Can I ask my family?
Of course you can.
Dad?
You felt very confident about that. And it never worked out for your son.
No.
I reckon you should take the money.
I'm going to take the money.
Well done. He's coming out. We are absolutely thrilled you took it on.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed it.
I did, it was brilliant.
After that shaky start, you did really well.
The first game got to me.
Well, enjoy your money. You didn't beat the cube,
yeah,
but you will take £10,000 out of it. Lovely to meet you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Hammer Bingo! The cube remains undefeated. The question is, could you beat the cube?
Next time on The Cube.
Tom Fetcher from The Fly.
Feel, don't think.
Ooh!